Okay, so today we're diving into ternary moral logic, TML. It's a really ambitious attempt to tackle what might be the biggest blind spot in AI right now.
Definitely. The core problem is, AI runs on true false. Yes, no. Binary.
And that's fine for like sorting data, but when it comes to ethics.
Exactly. Human morality isn't binary. It's full of gray areas,
Right.
right? Think about tough calls, medical choices, or those split-second decisions in a self-driving car.
Yeah, the AI gets forced into picking one side, often simplifying things in a way that can be, well, genuinely harmful. It just can't say, I'm uncertain.
Until TML, maybe.
Yeah.
This framework tries to fix that by operationalizing that ambiguity, gives the machine a third
A
way.
formal third state. So you've got
Right.
plus one, which means sort of precede
All
confidence.
right.
Then minus one, moral resistance, basically refuse.
Stop. Don't do it.
And then the big one, zero, hesitate.
And that Ned Nair state, they call it the sacred pause. Now, the crucial thing here is it's not a bug. It's not like the system crashed.
Yeah.
It's an active instruction. Pause. Deliberate. Think of it maybe like a dimmer switch instead of just on-off. It signals thoughtfulness.
So when the AI hits that Nero, it doesn't just freeze.
No, it does something specific. It has to generate what they call a thought trace or a justification object.
Ah, so it writes down why it paused, why it's hesitating.
It explains the conflict or the ambiguity it detected. The idea is to shift the AI from being this sort of opaque judge
Yeah, a black
into
box.
more of a transparent, moral partner. It shows its work.
Okay, that transparency angle is interesting, but what about making sure this whole system, this ethical approach, actually lasts,
Rooted.
beyond the original creators?
That's central to the whole thing. It ties into the Gukasian imperative. Lev Gukasian, TML's creator, was facing a stage 4 cancer diagnosis,
Wow.
and that drove him. He felt this immense urgency to build something ethically robust that would endure because, as he apparently said, harmful AI decisions will outlive us all.
That context explains a lot. It led to this algorithmic living will concept, right? Can you unpack that? Like, why does every single deliberation generate a log that gets cryptographically hashed onto blockchains? Bitcoin, Ethereum seems intense.
It does, but it's about making it absolutely permanent and legally sound. Anchoring that moral trace log to a public blockchain gives you an immutable, time-stamped record.
Tamper-proof.
Exactly. Tamper-proof.
Yeah.
So if there's ever an audit or even legal action, you have court-admissible evidence of exactly what the AI was thinking or processing at that specific moment. No one can argue about it later.
And there are real teeth to this accountability with
Yeah.
the memorial fund. The way that's structured is fascinating. It's fixed, immutable, right?
Yeah, the distribution is baked in. If there are violations and penalties are paid, it's not arbitrary where the money goes. It's 40% to victims of any harm caused,
Okay.
0.30% to indigenous-led ecological restoration projects, and 5% to computational cancer research, nodding back to the founder's motivation.
That's quite specific. Okay, but listening to this, you've got to be thinking about speed. Especially in real-time systems. Autonomous vehicles, for instance. You can't have a car pausing to deliberate when it needs to slam on the brakes, right?
Absolutely. That's the obvious critical question. And they designed for it with something called the Safe Branch Execution Model.
Okay, how does that work?
So the core safety function, like braking, isn't interrupted. It continues immediately on what they call the primary safety branch. The car still stops.
It doesn't halt the critical operation?
No, it doesn't halt. But concurrently, on a separate, non-blocking deliberative branch, the system does the ethical work. It generates that trace log, flags the ambiguity, potentially seeks human review if possible.
So they run in parallel.
Exactly, side by side. And the performance claim is pretty remarkable. They say this whole process, this extra layer of ethical logging and potential pausing for deliberation, adds only about a 2-millisecond overhead.
2 milliseconds. That's tiny.
Tiny, making it potentially viable even for systems where latency is absolutely critical.
So, stepping back, what's the big picture here? TML seems less about programming AI with specific right answers.
Right, it's not trying to hard code morality, which is arguably impossible anyway.
Instead, it's defining a moral procedure, a way for the AI to handle uncertainty and conflict transparently.
That's the core idea, shifting from moral content to moral process. How should an AI behave when it doesn't know the right answer or when ethical rules clash?
Okay, final thought then for you listening. If a framework like this can, cryptographically bind AI to follow dozens of human rights treaties and set up this kind of self-enforcing fund for accountability.
Should this kind of immutable, auditable logging of the ethical deliberation process become maybe a mandatory standard, for all powerful AI systems out there.
Something to definitely chew on.